T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you guys so much for coming out here today. I'd like to also thank Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation for all the work they've done over the years to make Canal Side happen, a great destination for us here in Buffalo, as people know. I'd also like to do one more quick thank you to be our guest, Lauren and her crew, for maintaining the grounds and keeping Canal Side such a destination for us here in Buffalo. My name is Rich Hilleman, and this is Kathy Hilleman, my partner. And mother and my wife, Kate Hilleman. And you can see some of the grandkids in the back background here. We're a family business, and we also own the Spirit of Buffalo and the Buffalo River History Tours, as well as the Queen City Bike Ferry, and now the Big Kahuna. So welcome to the Big Kahuna. We're very excited to bring this to the people of Buffalo and surrounding areas as a new attraction here to Canal Side. Big Kahuna is the newest and biggest tiki boat here in Buffalo, also equipped with a bathroom on board, which is very nice amenity to have. Passengers will enjoy Caribbean-style music, island drinks. We also have beer and wine available on the trip, on your relaxing trip on the beautiful Buffalo waterfront. We're going to offer 2 tiki tours. We're going to have our adult cruise, which will be 90 minutes. And on the adult cruise, it'll be 21 and over. Don't forget your IDs. And we're going to do 3 of those daily. It'll be 3:30, 5:30, and 7:30. And because we're a family business and we have so much family, we want to make sure that this boat is accessible to families and children as well. So we've decided to do a daily 1-hour trip, family-friendly, from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, where kids can have access to the tiki boat. We are all about having fun. We're very excited about this, but we also have to stay smart. We all know with the COVID-19, we have to be very careful with the masks and everything. We will be practicing social distancing. Masks will be required for boarding and disembarking the vessel, as well as any time you're moving about the vessel, similar to a patio bar or something like that. So we're big on the masks. We want to stay safe. The other safety precautions we're taking is there will be hand sanitizer throughout every trip available to everybody at any time. And we'll be cleaning all the hard surfaces, not only in between each trip, but also throughout the trip as well. This is a U.S. Coast Guard certified vessel. It is certified for 49 passengers, but with the COVID, we are restricted to half capacity, which would make us about 24. We've decided to downsize from that a little bit as well, and we will be down to 20 people. And another precaution, even leading up to that, is we're going to start taking out smaller groups until we build up and feel comfortable that we're keeping everybody safe out there and good practices for what's going on today. Some of the pricing for the trips, the adult trips, will be $23, and those will be 90 minutes. And like I said, we'll be doing those several times daily. That is $23, and then we'll be doing the family trips. Those will be the 1-hour trips from 2 to 3 daily, and those will be $16 for adults, $10 for children, and 3 and under is free. So that's how we're going to do those trips. As far as the route we're going to take, we're going to use a lot of the beautiful waterfront. We really do like using a little bit of the Buffalo River with its rich history, just to kind of view those. We won't be giving history on this tour. On our tiki tours, it'll be more about the music and Jimmy Buffett and some of the Caribbean-style music. We'll be also be using the inner harbor here, as well as the outer harbor, and on a beautiful day like today, we'd probably dip into the lake a little bit as well. Um, So for bookings, we are Buffalo. No, I'm sorry. We're BigKahunaTikiTours.com. That's where you can make your reservations, or you could call for your reservations at 716-796-4556, and you could make your reservations. We're also open to groups or charters. If your group or family would like to come and charter the vessel, we have lots of time slots and availability for that as well. We look forward to being this new attraction to Buffalo, and we look forward to staying safe and keeping people safe. On behalf of myself and my family, I'd also like to thank all of the crew on all of my other vessels for keeping the spirit of Buffalo, the Buffalo River History Tours, and now the new newest and biggest tiki boat in Buffalo, safe and running well on the water. So they deserve a thank you as well. I don't have a whole lot more. If you guys from the press here are interested in going on a quick tour, we're going to be circling the harbor. It'll just take just a few minutes. If you want to stay on land and take some shots from afar, that would be fine too. And if anybody needs any more interviews or anything like that afterwards, we can certainly do that.
But,
yep.
Did you have any reservations about starting this during the pandemic?
Yes, the boat was ready for the springtime when we unveiled. Well, the unveiling was supposed to be in May. And we've been holding off until we felt comfortable starting to take people up. The way we did that is we run the history boat at 150 passengers, and we've been practicing our social distancing and our mask wearing and how to take passengers safely underway on and off. And we did that for about a month or 6 weeks before we felt comfortable enough to bring in a little bit of a smaller vessel. We're not running 150 passengers. We're down to 50 on the 150 passenger boat. But that gave us enough practice to feel as though we're ready to do the Big Kahuna. Excellent question. The Big Kahuna, for those that look close enough, is actually the old history boat. This is the boat we started our history tours on many years ago, and we upgraded 3 years ago to the double-decker, the big boat. And in the meantime, we didn't know what to do with the old history boat here. So we have transformed the boat, the old history boat, in today's Big Kahuna.
Which I don't know if you brought it up already, but regarding social distancing, I know you lowered the size of the one boat from 150 people to 50, but still everyone's kind of cramped in the space. Is it practical to have social distancing, maintaining 6 feet apart? I imagine it's really difficult.
It is very difficult, and that's why we look at our reservations and we say if there's a family of five or a group of two, we create the size of who's coming on the boat with how many are in each group, so that can be good. Similar to if there was a table of 10 and a party of two, you have 12 people on board, but the socially distancing is a little bit different as opposed to 12 individual people.
Are you asking people to, okay, when they get on the boat, say there's 10 people, are you asking those 10 people just to stay in one spot and the two people to stay in another spot, or can they roam around the tree?
Just like a patio deck, they stay at their seat. And once they get up, they have to put their mask on. Anytime they are within 6 feet, or when they get up to use the restroom or to get a drink, and when they have their drink, they have to go and sit down in their spot. So any moving about the boat, the mask must be on.
What's the sanitizing protocol on these boats?
We're going to be sanitizing not only in between every trip, but all hard surfaces with CDC-approved methods and CDC-approved cleaners, yeah. We'll be doing them not only in between every trip, but also throughout the trip.
And can you talk about this as, especially being outside, a great way for people who are probably just sick of being inside, a great way for people to get out, right?
Yes, it is very open air, and it is an environment that you're outside and it's moving. I would almost consider it a patio bar moving on the water. So I think that we're providing a safe place for people to enjoy. And we are keeping our number, our eyes on the numbers of the reservations and how big those groups get. And we're going to stay well under the suggested half capacity. Okay. I'll be able to answer questions individually if you'd like. We're going to get underway for just maybe, I'm thinking 10 minutes. Those of you that want to come aboard, don't forget your masks and all that stuff. You're welcome to do so. And then I'll be around. Thank you guys very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.